out of fear behind enemy lines that he made for the people today that are gathered for us, so we're about to hear that statement. All right, if any of y'all got cell phones, if you can go to do your Facebook Live, YouTube it, Twitter it, Instagram it, you know what I mean? We got to take advantage of this technology. Because UEP News said that the people's will is greater than the man's technology, right? The will of the people is greater than man's technology. However, we still got to utilize that technology for ourselves. So let's go ahead and document this historic moment. We're making history, taking history, and taping history. What's the call?
Free them all.
Free them all. Free them all. Who's your ball?
Went for a cursory, you know, petition to charge, to challenge the 32 constitutional violations that took place during his trial. 32. You only need one to have a new trial. 32 constitutional violations. For instance, they took Mumia out of the courtroom during his trial, a death penalty trial. They took him out of the courtroom. Oh, yeah. They ran all the damn blacks off the damn jury. Oh, yeah. I could go on, but time is, you know, is not our friend right now. Just understand. So who did he go in front of for his first petition? Albert Sabo. Guess what? Petition denied. While this frame-up was in progress, a man named Ronald D. Castillo was the assistant DA. They were all involved in this frame-up. They called more than 100 witnesses to frame up Mumia. 100 witnesses. Okay? Now just stay with me a minute and understand this, because you can't understand it. This is why we have this opening. Winds up this pig. I said the word, pig. Ronald D. Castillo, the prosecutor, went on to be the Chief Justice for the Supreme Court in the state of Pennsylvania. So for instance, when Terry, how did I know for a fact, that Sabo had called Mumia a nigger? I'll tell you how. As soon as Terry Moore Carter heard that, she didn't just run impulsively, because she knew they'd have fired her ass if she had went public with that. So she laid low. She laid low and she retired. Got the paperwork straight, got a little check. Then she came to the defense. She came to us and said, this is what happened. We filed papers. Now stop and think about it. How did you have a fair trial when the judge called the defendant a nigger? Think about it. Petition denied. I said, what's going on? How could anybody deny this man a new trial when that was what came out of the judge's mouth? We didn't know, but they was all in cahoots. We didn't know this. We know now. We know now, and now there's been a change because of the Supreme Court decision. Understand, everything we filed to help Mumia, everything, petition denied. They didn't even write a reason. They just wrote, petition denied, petition denied. And then, of course, Crime Bill Clinton came up with his Effective Death Penalty Act in 1998, and that closed us off. That's why our brother is still in prison. He never had a chance, given that cabal in Pennsylvania. And now we have a chance. We know we can win. How do I know we can win? When that pig, another pig, Tom Ridge, signed his death penalty in 1995, what happened? We rose up everywhere, all over the world, people said, hands off Mumia. We saved the hand of the executioner. We saved his life. Yes, we did. Okay? Now, we went on. Finally, he got taken off the death row, but now there's no possibility of parole. He's still alive. While his health is in question, he's still alive. This can be done. The fact that the man is innocent and we all know it means that it must be done. And with some goddamn determination, I say that it will be done. Thank you very much for listening.